The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, if you're looking for an accurate snapshot of the state of the nation, you could do a lot worse than bypassing the national newspapers and delving straight into the locals, where you can read headlines like this.
Man drinks pint in court. Judge orders him to the bar.
Yes, and if you want to distill it down further, perhaps my next guest's book is the way to go. Medium-sized town, fairly big story, originated as a slot on 2FM's Breakfast with Hector, and is packed full of stories of dogs with nappies in Mount Melick, holes for sailing, long for time-travelling, Kerry boat builders, and many more from the pages of Ireland's regional newspapers. Its author, Ronan Casey, joins me now. Ronan, you're very welcome.
Thanks, John. Good morning.
A real treasure trove of local newspaper stories.
It certainly is, yeah.
And I think in the book you've put the emphasis on the lighthearted and the humorous for the most part.
We have for the most part, yeah. You know, as you said correctly, to get a real snapshot of Ireland, you do need to look at your local newspapers. There's about a million of them on kitchen tables every single week, and they sit there for 3 or 4 or 5 days. And, you know, after day 4, you might suddenly say, I'll have a look at the court cases, and you'll see about a man who brought a pint and rolled a cigarette in court.
Explain that story to us. How did it arise?
This is one of the classic court cases, which is kind of there's a bit of tragedy about it, but it's also kind of lighthearted in a way. It's from the Laois Nationalist, which is one of the great local newspapers in the country. One that you would read it if you weren't from Laois, and you'd still find it an enjoyable paper. One of its court reports was about a man drinking a pint that didn't go down too well at all.
Sure.
After lunch, a man was up in court and he strolled into the court nonchalantly with a pint in one hand and a rolled up cigarette in the other, sat down, took a sup from the pint, raised the pint towards the judge and said, with all due respects, Your Honour, the judge immediately ordered 3 Gardaí to seize the man and remove him from the court. Naturally enough, his case was adjourned to another day, where he received a hefty fine.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, for
a fine of the order of what?
I think it was about 250 quid.
I see,
you know? Yeah, for bringing a pint. So the lesson is, don't bring a pint to court if you want to make a point.
Yes, and as I said, it's a real treasure trove. And we're going to hear now from the Mayo News. One man has been imbibing an orthodox canine medicine.
Man was sick as a dog after drinking poutine meant for a sick dog.
Roland, explain.
This was a cross Malina man who kind of did what a lot of us kind of might just say, sure, I'll just have a sup. It won't do me any harm. I'll just have the one. He was given a bottle of poutine and told to rub it into his dog. His dog had some muscle aches. And he just kind of said, sure, I'll chance it. He immediately suffered a blackout, was brought to Mayo General Hospital, where he had to be restrained by 4 Gardaí for health and safety reasons. He appeared in court and said, he was utterly sorry and utterly ashamed of what had happened. The judge asked him, why did you drink the poutine? Was it not meant to be rubbed into the dog? And he said he did rub it into the dog, but the dog wasn't drunk, as the dog doesn't drink. For his endeavour, the man was ordered to make a 300 donation to a charity centre for the deaf, which is probably what could have happened to him if he had continued to drink more than just the one sup of the poutine.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. And speaking of dogs, Ronan, in Mount Melick, councillors, I think, are talking crap.
Dogs in Mount Melick may soon be in nappies.
Now, I've heard about the horses in Killarney, in the Killarney parks, with their nappies, but tell us about this.
Yeah, Mount Melick, town and county Laois, has suffered a kind of a dog dirt problem for a number of years, and it reached kind of a real crisis point at a joint policing committee meeting where the local Gardaí and local county councillors and local pillars of society all met to discuss problems facing Mount Melick. And one councillor, a man called Councillor Paddy Buggy, formally proposed, that people look into getting the local dogs to wear nappies to stop the dog dirt problem on the footpaths. Surprisingly, and both astonishingly, this matter was taken seriously, and the superintendent in charge of the JPC meeting that night said he would look into it about finding nappies for dogs.
And do we know, did he look into it?
I don't think he did. I don't think he did, but mercifully, I was on my way to a electric picnic in September, and as you do, I stopped in at the top of Mount Melick and I said, I'm going to walk through the town and see, have they addressed their problem? And they have. The streets weren't listening. So maybe the dogs were wearing nappies. I certainly didn't see any.
We get to glistening in a moment. But they have come up with a crafty way of making a few quid on eBay in Offaly.
Crafty Offalian, selling money for more than its current value on eBay.
Tell us more, Ronan.
This was a couple of months ago. The new fiver was introduced, and a lot of people are finding the new tenner in their wallet now. But when the new fiver was introduced, a crafty Offaly man decided, you know, he'd bypass selling products and services, and instead he'd sell money. So he put these new fivers up on eBay for the grand total of €6.90 plus €2.25 postage and packaging. And he was selling them. He sold quite a few of them, so much so that his local newspaper, the Offaly Independent, picked up on the story, tried to interview him, but I think he was a bit too shy. I don't know if it was technically legal what he was doing, but...
You have to give him credit for showing a bit of enterprise.
Very crafty, making nearly a tenner on a fiver.
And it's probably a better money-making scheme than the one on Dundeel in Longford.
Hold for sale. In Longford.
Ronan, I'm intrigued by this.
This is the beauty of your local regional newspaper, that it can pick up little stories from anywhere. And a journalist with the Longford Leader was looking through Dundeel and adverts.ie when he spotted a hole for sale in County Longford, which claimed to have had one previous owner and had attracted a number of bids on Dundeel and adverts.ie, so much so that it made a splash on the pages of the Longford Leader. The auction, after some feverish bidding on the hole, it was actually withdrawn in the end. It had reached about a tenner, I think, in the bids by the time the seller decided to withdraw it from sale.
Indeed. Now, you mentioned glistening a couple of moments ago, and I suppose the prize for the stupidest get-rich-quick scheme goes to a man in Fermanagh.
All that glistens isn't gold.
Explain this, please. Should apologise to anyone having their breakfast.
Yes, if anyone is having a late breakfast or a brunch, please put down your cereal spoons right now. A Fermanagh man who tried to turn his own faeces into gold by putting it on an electric heater was jailed for 3 months. This was a report in the Impartial Reporter back in 2012. The bizarre experiment caused 3,000 sterlings worth of damage to this man's housing executive home, which was located in a block of flats in Enniskillen. The arson attempt endangered the lives of everyone living in the block of flats, and the judge at McFarland was very intrigued as to why this man would try to turn his feces into gold and why he would, you know, put it on a radiator, so to speak. Yeah. And the man kind of had no experiment, had no reason. He said he had seen something about it in a newspaper, possibly a local newspaper. And the judge was commented that, rather bizarrely, you were attempting to make gold from human feces. It was an interesting experiment to fulfil your alchemist's dream, but it wasn't going to succeed. And he hit him with a jail sentence of 3 months.
He did not.
3 months for putting your feces on a radiator.
See. Okay, be warned.
So be warned if you're going to try and make gold from your waste products.
Get rich quick schemes. This one didn't work. Yeah. And there was another man in Fermanagh, in Enniskillen this time, who appears to think he has a very valuable bucket.
Enniskillen man's bucket souvenir of papal visit.
Oh, this is Enniskillen, rather down in West Cork. This is a fantastic story that really epitomises some of the great stories you will read in your local newspaper, and one of the reasons why we should cherish our local newspapers, and indeed one of the reasons why I wrote this book in the first place. This was in the Southern Star newspaper on April last. It was just an ordinary little feature about a man, an extraordinary man called John Joe McCarthy, whose most treasured possession was a black plastic bucket that he had used on the day the Pope John Paul II came to Limerick Racecourse. In the course of a lovely feature in the Southern Star that particular week, John Joe explained how his late wife Joan, Young Sung, and his bucket went to Limerick Racecourse. And the bucket served three functions. It carried their lunch, his camera and his binoculars. It also gave them something to sit on. And when the Pope's mobile was passing by, it gave them a chance to stand on something high and take a nice shot of JP as he drove past in his lovely Pope mobile. In four house moves, John Joe McCarthy revealed to the Southern Star the bucket always remained with him. And, you know, his school was doing a big anniversary, so he decided he would present the bucket to his school. He tried to get an inscription on it, but it was in black plastic.
Fair news.
He couldn't write on the bucket, so they made a marble plinth for the bucket, and it's proudly on display in his local national school.
Stranger than fiction, Ronan. Now, what about in Kerry? A man wolf-whistled two female guards and it didn't end well.
Kerryman crashed car while admiring female Garda Juve.
There's a moral in there somewhere. Anyway, tell us more.
This was, the Kerryman is one of those great local newspapers. Kerry is a county that's well served by local newspapers. Has a fantastic paper called Kerry's Eye and the Kerryman newspaper. Two great, great papers. I used to read these years ago as a sad man in the 1980s, living in Mullingar, reading about Kerry. I had no earthly links to Kerry whatsoever. But I enjoyed reading Kerry newspapers for some reason.
For the entertainment value,
I think so, yeah.
Anyway, this story highlights
This story does highlight it, John, you're right. It's about about a Valencia Islander who was leaning out of his car window making jovial remarks to two female Gardaí who were on duty in Tralee last year. Now, he managed to grab their attention in no uncertain way when he crashed the car into a wall as he was wolf whistling them. Gardaí told the court that the man, you know, he was too intent on impressing the band Gardaí and not on keeping his eye on the road. The Garda said that the remarks coming from the car were jovial enough when he was given his evidence to the court. But 2 seconds later, he ran into the car in front of him and hit a wall. The solicitor, in the man's defence, now the man was hung his face in shame and said, look, I'm really sorry. His solicitor in his defence said, look, at least he was complimentary to the female Gardaí, which didn't stop him getting fined 350 quid and getting a driving ban.
Just time for one quick one now. Drinking is one thing, but robbing drink and breaking into pubs is another by tunnel in Limerick.
Limerick pub thieves escaped through prison.
Please explain in 30 seconds to
us. In 30 seconds, Gerry O'Dea has a pub that is sandwiched between Limerick Prison and the prison yard, and somehow thieves decided to break into the pub, thirsty thieves, to rob some liquor, and they decided to break in from the street, but to get to the pub they actually broke into the prison first, then broke in from the prison into the pub, robbed 2 bottles of drink and some money from the till, broke out of the pub into the prison, and not surprisingly were apprehended red-handed by prison guards.
As I said, stranger than fiction. The book is called Medium-Sized Town, Fairly Big Story. It's written by Ronan Casey and it is a perfect coffee table book.
Oh, indeed.
Or a bathroom book you were going
yes,
to describe.
Yes, bathroom as. Non-fiction, I think. And great for, you know, if anyone wants a snapshot of Ireland, you know, anyone living abroad, to see what's going on. If they've forgotten about their local newspapers, yes. This is the place to find out.
Ronan Casey, thanks a million. Pat O'Kearney was on sound. Our broadcast coordinator was Denise Davies and the show was produced by our series producer, Anna Leddy. Sean is up next. We're back in the morning at 9. Till then, slán. John at rte.ie.